The plan didn't pass without concerns about timber sales within the borough. Assemblymember Ernie Christian raised questions about areas designated for scenic protection.
Scenic protection is all the ones with the lines, which is pretty much everywhere along the coast. So that pretty much can eliminate potential timber harvest along the coast, which is where the most valuable timber is.
Christian says he didn't have a problem limiting those places around residential areas, but felt it shouldn't be so close to valuable timber. He suggested another alternative.
I think we should go with the the U.S. Forest Service has either scenic view sheds, specific areas, and modified landscape, which means you can have a limited amount of timber harvest.
Economic Development Director Kira Rushmore responded saying that the Planning and Zoning Commission wanted to keep the comprehensive plan simple. She says the commission didn't want multiple designations for the growth areas.
So what we did was we combined the scenic viewshed and modified landscape that the Forest Service has on their maps, and we called it resource development and scenic protection.
Rushmore says most of the designated areas are similar to the Forest Service's scenic view sheds. She says the Nemo site and back channel were the only areas to add them. Christian also read a few comments from Alaska Forestry Association board member and Wrangell resident George Woodbury concerning the issue.
The sale will be critical to attract interest in restoring a sawmill in Wrangell. That's the 10-year timber sale contract. And then the last item on page 57, paragraph 4, these sales will not be economically viable unless the standards and guides do not address economics of harvesting the timber. So that's basically trying to make the timber harvests economical, because there's been, ones out there that no one bids on because it's not economical to harvest, because of low-grade timber, and there's no pulp mills in Southeast that could process that anymore.
Rushmore responded to those comments and questions by saying the Forest Service would manage timber sales within the borough. She explained the comprehensive plan did not differ from any plans made by the Forest Service.
If we had differed significantly from the Forest Service designations, they would have to pay attention to it when they're doing their timber sales. Mm-hmm. We didn't differ significantly from the Forest Service. We have a reference in here that actually George put together for the valuable timberland, and we're referencing that to say, here's where we think are the valuable timberland.
She encouraged the assembly to become more involved in the timber plan. She says the issue should be mentioned during the upcoming coordination meeting with the Forest Service. With a comprehensive plan in place, the Planning and Zoning Commission can now move ahead with creating the borough zoning. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.